Basically, obviously speaking to Paul on numerous occasions and listening to what he had to say, as well as a few other managers that were and clubs that were involved, it was a process of sorting, sitting down on numerous occasions and figuring out which setup suited me best, basically. And obviously after meeting Paul, and as I said on a couple of occasions there, it just seemed the right move. My everything seemed to fit what I was all about, and I'm just delighted now and excited to kick on.
Having spoken to a couple of the new signings this summer, Richard, they all said that this was a very ambitious club that was determined to get back into the Championship. Is that the kind of vibe you got from meeting with Paul Dickov?
Yeah, I mean, from my point of view, my personal situation was, over the last 2 years, I probably haven't played as much football as I would have liked at Millwall in a struggling sort of Championship team, which was disappointing from my point of view. And obviously, it's about me now taking a step down in leagues to try and get some more games and kick on back up onto the Championship. That's where I want to be playing my football, and that's where I think I'll be most beneficial to a football club. And after meeting Paul, his views were the same as mine, basically, that he's eager to get this club back into the Championship, and he was very enthusiastic and about that, and that's what basically sold it to me. And now, like I said, just looking forward to kicking on.
There's a lot of experience coming into the club. Andy Williams, Gary McKenzie, Torsten Stuckman have already signed. You yourself are now signed up as well. What does that say about the club's ambitions this year, do you think?
Well, I think it just proves that, you know, we're serious this season about being at the top half and staying in the top six, if you will. I think the club was doing well last season to the latter stages of the season and fell off it a little bit. But now, from speaking to Paul, he wants to be in and around that top six all season and fighting for promotion. And obviously, as a player, that's exactly what I wanted to hear. So, he's made some key signings this season. I think, obviously, Andy Williams at top, as you touched on then, will be very beneficial for us. He scored a lot of goals in the league last year, and he knows what it's all about. And, you know, and you've got Tyson and Curtis Mayne that scored a healthy amount as well. So there's definitely goals in the team. And from getting promoted from League One myself with Southampton, I very much felt that, looking at the squad, that's what it had and what we needed. You need to get out of the league. It's there's quite a lot of teams in League One that are very similar. If you have that cutting edge, then you obviously have the advantage. And I think Paul this year has tried to get that.
It's going to be a great challenge in League One, though, isn't it? Because there are some clubs in there, and Doncaster are one of those who will feel that they're due a promotion push now. But there's others too. You know, Wigan are going to have a lot of money in that division, and there'll be one or two others as well who can spend a bit, aren't there, Richard?
Yeah, League One, from being there, I was down there for 7 months, and it surprised me a little bit when I did drop down to League One with Southampton, just how competitive and how high of a standard it was. I mean, without going into the league, it's hard to tell from the outside, but there's some extremely talented players in this league, and we'll definitely be looking to be up the top with the players that we've got in this squad. It's a talented squad, and like I said, that was another one of the reasons why I felt Doncaster was right for me, that the strength and depth that Paul's got and he's still trying to build on will pay dividends this season.
And of course, there's a little South Yorkshire mini league in this division too. I mean, Doncaster, Barnsley, and your old gaffer Nigel Adkins at Sheffield United now, and that should make it quite competitive as well, shouldn't it?
Yeah, it's always nice to have a few derbies in and around the season to just spice things up a little bit, if you will. Obviously, we'll be looking to be up the top end, and hopefully, I'm sure Sheffield United will be looking to get up the top end. And obviously, Barnsley's a big club on the dropping down from the Championship last year themselves, or the year before, and It's good for the fans, you know, and we'll be looking to, obviously, apart from them games alone, we'll be looking to take the games to them, and hopefully we can come out and give the fans some bragging rights. But there's certainly a few games where we won't have to be travelling too far.
Based on your conversations with Paul Dickov, how can we expect to see you used in this team? What do you think your role is going to be within that midfield?
Well, I think I'm coming in speaking to Paul to sort of obviously play in any position across the midfield. I'm quite versatile on that front. I played for Nigel at Southampton on the right and on the left, and in a sitting role and in the hole. So he'll know all about that, and he'll see me playing in them formations when he was at Oldham. So I think he'll just be looking to utilise that utility side of me, and let me get into the box as well and score, and hopefully score a few goals. So very much looking forward to getting going and seeing how things pan out.
And just to finish, I think the weather's a bit cooler this week, which perhaps helps the players as they get back to pre-season. But straight into it for yourself, and are you glad to be back?
Yeah, very much so. Just obviously came down this morning and got everything signed and sealed, and then was straight onto the pitches with the boys. So it was nice to have a touch of the ball again and get going. Obviously, I've got a fair few weeks yet to build it up, and sometimes you can be a bit too eager and do yourself some harm. But you know, the way things are going with the sports science nowadays, they're very clever how they build you up over a period of time instead of just killing you in the first week, and obviously trying to hold back them injuries. Very excited to get on the pitch with the boys today. It was fantastic. Did a bit of running, so it was nice to push the cobwebs off.